Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Steel and Naz here. It's Friday, May 3rd, episode 162. The boys are back. I think we took a little, you know, 1-2 week hiatus. One to see how the playoffs kind of played out the first round. And, you know, man, we're still up for discussion here. It's sitting Friday night on May 3rd.
TGIF, baby. Let's go.
How you feeling?
Friday night.
Magic Mike is looking forward to getting into his Kendrick Lamar Drake fiasco.
I am.
That's a little tidbit on the Magic Mike minute tonight.
I wish we could ask the people what they want to hear more right now, but the Boston sports or this feud. I don't know.
You had all day to post that.
Post what?
like a poll.
Like a poll. You had all like day.
That's great content.
I didn't think of it until right now.
You had legit all week?
We'll save it, but we can go.
Start with the Bruins, I don't know.
We have Celtics.
Let's start with the minute.
Start with the minute.
Yeah, you're getting hyped. Let's get the people hyped in now. So where we left off last week, or 2 weeks ago, I don't know.
Kendrick didn't come back with anything.
We had nothing from Kendrick Lamar. So I think we left off at Drake dropped the song Push Ups.
Yes, and I thought it was quite well.
You liked it?
No, like I'm not like...
Big Drake guy, Naz.
I'm big. I like Drake's music, but I thought it was a fairly like well done. I know. What happened the other day was a slaughter, but
that's an objective take or subjective. I don't know what the word is, but either way, they've both been firing great shots. Push Ups came out. I don't know if you heard. Then Drake a couple days later after that dropped one called Tailor Made.
No, I didn't see that
on. What's it on Taylor Swift's album day? I think we recorded the day before Taylor Swift dropped an album because I was saying Kendrick's going to steal the day. Drake's didn't steal the day. Taylor had her day. Shout out T-Swift. Big Swift.
Respectfully. Thank you, Amy. Song, great, great song.
Love it. Great album. Yeah, fuck Kim Kardashian. Fuck Kim K. I'd fuck her.
I mean, yeah.
He dropped Taylor Made. He made AI. He used AI to sound like Tupac and Snoop Dogg, which Tupac is pretty much Kendrick's like guy, like idol, and Snoop Dogg is
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg handed him the West Coast torch back in the day, big deal. He used their voices to fuck with Kendrick, say what the fuck's taking you so long, blah blah blah. Good diss. Didn't go too great for Drake though. Tupac's family came at him and said, "Get that fucking shit down."
Oh wow!
So. It's no longer up.
There's nothing you can like. That has to go down. Has immediately. To go down. Yeah, that has.
And
to
honestly,
go
down, Drake,
no matter who you are.
Honestly, Drake, fuck you for that. That's,
fuck you,
that's
Drake.
Disrespectful as fuck.
And then I saw that Euphoria came out.
Euphoria came out Tuesday.
Six minutes
at 11:30 on a Tuesday. Business hours.
Business was booming.
I had to stop work.
He was on the clock.
He was on the clock. I mean, Tuesday at 11:30 is this. I literally didn't work after that came out. Euphoria. I ripped a. It was 6 minutes. I was pumped. The group chat was buzzing. We were all supposed to meet up in a vehicle and listen to it.
Oh wow!
Like old school rap days, but didn't happen. Had to 11:30 caused disruption.
Yeah, no, that happened.
You gotta listen to it.
We waited 5 minutes and then we were like, time to go listen.
Yeah,
I ripped a heater. And I was smiling. I was just smiling.
How many times?
This man hates Drake.
He hates him.
It's a 6 minute. How many times have you listened to it?
At least 100.
100? Okay,
I'm not
okay.
even fucking around. I love it.
No, it's a great track.
It is hated at the ultimate level.
And it's an absolute murder. Like line by line massacre.
Line by line. And as the days have gone, I mean, people are just diving deeper into this guy's brain. He's a genius. The things he's saying have like four meanings.
Yeah, double entendres, triple entendres.
Triple. Drake said and Taylor Made, give me quadruple entendres, and I think he has.
Yeah.
I think the title of the song Euphoria is like a quadruple entendre because Drake produced Euphoria. It's about little girls
euphoric,
being slutty.
Yeah.
We're getting at some things here. Kendrick got it a lot.
Do you think it's over?
No.
No.
I think Drake comes out tonight.
It's just getting started? Yeah.
Oh, we're just getting started. Okay. So after Euphoria, Kendrick dropped this morning.
Yeah, this morning.
It's 6:16 in the morning.
6:16
Well, 9:16 Eastern.
Oh, he dropped another one?
He dropped one today.
Oh, wow, I didn't
9:16 a.m., 6:16 in L.A. is the name of the song. Also, like a quintuple entendre.
Yeah, he's all of it.
Oh, wow.
6:16 is Canadian Father's Day.
Yep.
Which he's taking shots at Drake for being a shitty father. It's the day Euphoria premiered. It's something from the Bible. That's a lot deep. Of things.
That's deep.
A lot of
deep.
Things.
Yeah, the Euphoria release.
And he went at Drake again. He's saying Drake's got people in OVO, his little clique, that do not like Drake, that are out to get Drake and giving Kendrick information. Whether that's true or not, we don't know.
Oh, that's definitely true. You think some of the Drake dick riders aren't just like trying to scheme off Drake? Yeah. Like, come on now.
I never really thought of it, but maybe. Kendrick says pretty confidently, like, the guy right next to you is coming, taking you down.
Like, every rapper has like those people. Like,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. As the outsider looking in, always liked Drake's music, always knew he was a fucking loser, though, like as a person.
So Drake's a loser. Kendrick Drake's music's also recklessly overrated.
Yeah.
It's not that good.
Some catchy songs. I mean, if you like the simpleton music,
catchy's
like
not good. Catchy's yeah, not good.
As a fan of both, this is just heaven. It's heaven. Yeah. Like, I'm not like, I am majorly Kendrick side, but like, I need to hear what Drake has to say. And Drake has been talking about a nuke for a long time.
This is way better than being in like a meeting on Twitter about like NFTs.
NFTs to the moon. NFT. I'm in a great NFT. Shout out D-Gen Distillery. We're gonna change the alcohol world.
Oh wow!
I'm gonna get rich off booze.
That's dope.
The thing that took so much from me.
Oh,
we have a big token coming out soon called the drink token. Yeah. I highly suggest buying that.
If you think the 04 Red Sox was a big comeback, you haven't seen nothing.
I think me and Anton might become millionaires on D-Gen Distillery.
Not you, not Anton.
Anton too.
Anton's not going to leave the basement. He still hasn't.
He's right working now. In the Discords. The guy's hustling. Don't talk shit about NFTs or Anton.
Oh, I'll talk shit
I'm
about
here to
Anton.
Defend. We're talking shit about Drake. Drake, you're on the clock. Tonight, you have to change. Drop the nuke. Press the red button. He has a song called Red Button. He says he has information that will change everything.
Next time Anton hops in here, he'll probably have a bottle to his side, and he'll probably drop the... Like the R word when we're talking about, you know, special needs baseball.
Okay.
It'll be like 2027.
We might never get on time back here the way things are looking.
You want to say 26? Because maybe.
26 what?
Like year.
I think we get him by the end of 2024 back in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's just a coward.
You really don't think he comes in this year?
He's honestly really afraid. I just don't think he wants to
he's
be in
front
of
the mic. He's got milk bets on the line that he's going to have to milk himself.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get there. We'll talk about baseball minimally, but... So far,
I just want to wrap up.
Yep.
I just want to wrap up.
Wrap it up.
Well, what are you going to say? Are you going to wrap it
up?
Do
you guys have a leader right now? Have you? Obviously, you missed the song this morning, but you guys have heard Euphoria?
No, it's Kendrick by Miles. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's Kendrick
I would
by
say
Miles,
Kendrick, but like I'm...
Who do you think wins, though? Dude, I'm telling you that Drake has something major. He 50 Cent said, I heard he has a bomb locked up. And Drake liked the message, so a bomb is coming.
Both very talented guys, but it seems like Kendrick's in the lead here. I just don't know how he loses it.
The way he would lose it would be Drake makes catchier music. So, like, his song, like, because, like, Euphoria is a murder, but it's a diss song. Like Drake did, like, back-to-back where, like, he did, like, a diss song that you can, like, play at parties.
This isn't Meek Mill, though.
Yeah, no, of course.
This is the king.
I get that. No, I think Kendrick's going to win. I'm not saying Drake's
but I'm saying Drake has to unleash this bomb he supposedly has on whatever. I don't know. There's been talks of a video he has locked up in a vault. Like, I don't know if that's about Kendrick or somebody. Or
You're like, a Kendrick guy anyway, right? You're both of their guys.
Kendrick.
I was going to say, gun to your head, Kendrick all day.
Kendrick's my guy. Yeah.
You don't even need
the
gun to your head.
It could come out that Kendrick did some of the worst things ever, and I wouldn't cancel either of these guys, but I think Drake's going down for pedophilia. We can move on.
Oh, wow. That's a hell of a...
I said that last time. I'm doubling down on it.
That's a hell of a, you know...
How you wrap it up.
He keeps...
Well done.
He keeps mentioning Michael Jackson about himself. Kendrick keeps baiting him with Michael Jackson talk. I think the story ends with he really is Michael Jackson in a bad way.
Oh boy,
in a bad way, Nas.
Oh boy,
those pop stars.
That would be not so chill. That would not be chill.
No, that would suck.
Yeah, that'd be tough. Yeah, well.
I'm surprised nothing has come out. Drake's dick pic went viral too a couple months ago. They're not even taking shots at that thing.
Oh wow,
we were real close to sports right there, fam.
The thing was, Is it an anteater? What are we talking about here?
It was weak.
It was weak.
It was weak like Drake is. Fuck Drake. Mr. Martinez, I know you're fucking listening. I've been texting back and forth. He's coming in soon. He wants to defend his man. We're waiting for this thing to really get to the nuclear point.
Have at it, man. All in for the Martini boys.
And Joey Boats, we're coming for you too.
Yeah, Joey Boats. He needs to drop a freestyle on.
Have you been listening to his freestyles? They're unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. He's playing well.
He could compete in this rap beef.
Yeah.
He could. Don't hesitate. He's fucking killing it.
I'd love it.
Gay rappers. He's a gay rapper.
He's a gay rapper.
That's what he says.
Like what does that entail?
I don't know. He just says at the end of every song, "gay rapper."
That's actually funny.
Like Joey Boats the goat. Guest of the year.
Guest
of the year.
And we just can't get him in here because. Scheduling.
He's too busy for us now. After we gave him the crown, he's all good.
He's all good. I don't know how you want to segue, but thank you for letting me go first.
No,
are going to be pumped.
We'll segue in. Magic, I'll give you the pick, basketball or hockey here.
Let's talk hockey.
Let's do it.
The Celtics are on a straight shot to the ship.
You want
to
fuck around? Probably two of the most pitiful games I've ever seen in my life in Game 6 and Game 5. It was a hell of a win last week. Last Saturday, boys were buzzing. Shout out to Billy from Quincy. It was his 30th birthday. Had a great night. But Bruins took over that game. Marchand had his game probably of the year. And they got things going 3-1 and coming home. And, you know, these last two games still have been tough.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't think you need to be the biggest hockey guy to know that 3 goals in 2 combined first periods is bad.
Ugly. Yeah.
I mean, the shots on goal, like shots on goal, 3.
What are they doing wrong just now? I've watched last night.
So 3.
People say they're looking ugly. Like, what does ugly look
just
like?
Just disgusting turnovers. They can't handle the puck. They absolutely cannot get the puck out of the zone. They can't win a faceoff. God, I miss Patrice Bergeron.
And Matthews is hurt. Terrible.
He's missed both the last two games. Now, that doesn't affect the shots on goal at all.
No.
That's where it becomes like that affects that you should win because they don't have their best goal scorer, their best player. Auston Matthews doesn't play like a defense. Like he's not why like you should have more shots on fucking goal. Yeah, you should be more offensive.
That's inexcusable.
He's not non-factor in that.
It does start with the faceoffs when you only win 20% of the faceoffs. Not to mention their defense has been horrible all season, but they're trying to get the puck out of their zone. And, you know, Toronto's a pretty talented team when it comes offensively. They got, you know, a couple of scoring threats that'll really push the envelope, but it's really turnovers in their own zone. The only guys who I can really confidently say have played well this series is Jeremy Swayman and Linus Ullmark in the one game he played. Otherwise, they've all pretty much sucked. Like, all the defense, Grizzlick didn't play last game. He's been terrible. Lindholm, probably the worst player I've seen in the last, handful of games.
He looks awful.
He was awful. So bad. Charlie Coyle, they've all been like completely, I'm like, oh, where has Pastrnak been? Where has even last game Marchand been?
Grizzlick had a good game the other few games ago, game 5. He had a great game. Obviously, it ended in shambles and he got beat. But he did get beat by John Tavares. And that's the only person that should be killing you in the faceoff circle. Like when they lose the faceoff to John Tavares, like he was always like Bergeron was always like 1 in the NHL. Like he was always like 2. Like that's fine. But you got to win the ones that aren't John Tavares. You got to fucking win something. Like you got to.
Yeah, let me just see a comparison of like what was the score in faceoffs last night? Like that has to be a crazy margin of how bad it was. So like team stats. Faceoffs. So 34-20. So you're winning 37% of the faceoffs. That's like huge. That's considered huge. And I mean, I'm not big for shots on goal, but they had one shot basically heading into the third period last night.
Mm. Yeah, no, exactly. It's not the biggest stat, but it's a stat like you shouldn't have fucking one of with fucking 8 minutes left in the second period.
It's like getting no hit in softball.
The game 5, they had 2 shots on goal in the first period. One of them was a goal.
Yeah.
So it doesn't fucking matter. That's not a stat. That doesn't matter, but you should have more. You need to throw pucks on net. You need to maneuver better. I mean, some of the shots they block, the Leafs, have been like very good block shots, and I'll give them credit for that. But some of them, they're on like all fours in front of the guy, and like he still just shoots it right into his chest. It's like, dude, that guy's there.
Mm. No, as much as
like he's just like you're looking at him. Being directly in your way and then just going like that. And it's like, what the fuck are you doing? passing.
As much as I said, they have like a couple good forwards, but there's no excuse they'll be losing this team. This team as a whole is not that good. Like both these teams are like not that good. The difference is goaltending, and they should have finished this out in five. They should have won last night, but that, it seems like out of the gate, just very slow starts will not help any team, never mind this team.
Every fun fact they brought up about Wall was horrifying.
Yeah.
The backup goalie won. It's another backup goalie coming in. Fuck. He's from St. Louis, 2019. Fuck. BC guy. Fuck. As a BU fan. Fuck. Fuck. Like, I was like, wow, this guy's my mortal enemy. This sucks.
Are you worried?
And he's been great.
I'm past worried.
Yeah.
We're in trouble.
The thing that is the grand...
I was mainly asking Steele. I know you're shit in your pants.
There is a grand equalizer in this, and it is that both... Both franchises have one cup in the last like 45 years.
What's
the two losers are playing in this game?
Isn't there a stat like the Leafs have never beat us in a series in the past four?
In seven game series, so we've won the
and
last
that's
like
more
four
horrifying
game sevens.
Than anything because teams are due. That's why I wanted this to not go seven. That was literally my take of why it couldn't go seven.
But we're 0-6 in our last elimination games.
To eliminate the other
like
team.
That, yeah.
So that hasn't gone well. But if you really want to, you know, dummy it down, it's the what was it? It was like Stanley Cup final. It was last year and this year. So I mean, you can say 0-6 all you want, but they just. Well, they've just lost in the last three series. They've like almost won.
Also, the one thing Game 7 will also just show is like the outrageous lie that the Maple Leafs are trying to say of like Austin Matthews has an illness. Like, fuck off, dude.
Yeah, like
if he doesn't play in Game 7 of the thing, like he doesn't have an illness.
Are we expecting him to?
I'm not saying he's not hurt. I'm not saying that. But like it's clearly like this dude does not have like the flu
he's
if he doesn't
sick.
Play
he,
in Game 7. Like there's an injury. Yeah, like something's wrong with like his legs or something. Like there's an issue. That is not a illness.
Yeah, but they don't know us that info.
No, I'm not saying that
will prove it.
But like,
we're
like, come on.
Are you expecting him to play?
I am. It's Game 7.
Exactly.
Best goal scorer in the league this year. Like
most goals since the season since Mario Lemieux.
Yeah, he was incredible this year.
He's going to butcher us.
Probably.
My take, Drake drops the track tonight, we're fucked. I'm telling if he drops tonight, Toronto's going to go through the roof.
Is he saving it for Game 7?
No, he's going to get them pumped tonight.
He's not even watching them.
He has to get...
No, he's a follower. Yeah. He's a follower of Toronto. Yeah.
I'm telling you, he's a follower of every...
Like, that's his city.
Not to mention, he kind of has to respond like in due time here. If it doesn't happen tonight... I guess it would happen.
If we get a pregame,
it would look really bad if the Leafs lose tomorrow and he drops it. It kind of is connected with him, sadly.
If we got a pregame Drake song, how would that tip the scales?
Up
for the game. What do you think?
I think the Leafs, easy.
Easy. Tough.
But
I heard them playing push-ups in the hockey. I heard it over the fucking the broadcast. It was playing in the arena. It's going to be buzzing in Toronto tomorrow.
Oh, it will be.
But it will hurt Maple Leaf Square that much worse if they do lose. I hope they lose.
Yeah. Hopefully. And I think it's there. The goaltending's there. He's been off his head. Wall's been great as their backup the past two games. Like, he has made ridiculous saves when the shots have finally got to him. I mean, he had one in five, like, right before fucking they scored.
Momentum.
That was just like, are you kidding me?
Momentum's not our friend right now.
Oh, no, definitely not. But, you know... Since they were down 3-1, Maple Leafs have been playing with this kind of desperation. You know, their season's on the line. Now the Bruins season is on the line. So let's see how they react. I think they're going to take it at home, Game 7. I said it before. I said Bruins in 7. It just happens to be working out not the way I expected it. But
were you rooting for the Leafs so your take would be right?
No. No, I was
oh,
not.
Oh, look
no,
at him laughing. He
no,
was.
No.
What
no,
a
well,
fucking coward.
You wish. This moment's
what
worth it for when you cried
him off.
What
an absolute coward.
I would never do that.
Oh, my God. You were.
Nope.
That's why it does.
That's what you think.
Yeah. Oh, my
That's
God.
That's what you think.
You were.
Yep.
This is on camera. Look at this
hello.
Face right now.
The
oh,
guilt
my
the
God.
Guilt was all over your face.
He's
just trying to watch the team from my hometown win a game.
He rooted for the Leafs
for
5 and 6.
Are you going to Game 7?
No.
No.
Only bad things can happen there. Bad
Where
things.
Are you watching? Where are we defending the wall?
I don't know. That's a good up for debate. It's right before show goes Kentucky Derby and then like an hour later the Bruins.
You also didn't answer my question, Steele. Are you worried? Because this is your team.
This is our
year. It's our year.
Game 7 at home? What could go wrong?
He's not worried, folks. He's not worried.
I'm sticking with the Bees in seven, but I definitely Toronto. Like, there hasn't been too much to besides like in terms of like Toronto should have won both games by like 5 goals each.
No, Toronto stinks.
And that's what I mean. They're not that. They should have won by more. That's my point.
Like, we were a much better team last year, and we lost to Florida because Florida was like a better team and played as good as like we were playing. Like Florida, like realistically speaking here, like we win game 7, we might lose to Florida in 5.
Yeah, no, that's like, what
we might get crushed by Florida. But I do think we can win this game 7 versus this team. They're not an unbeatable fucking force. A good hockey team would have absolutely annihilated the Bruins the last 2 games.
Oh, I agree. I mean,
they've won by one.
Goalie's been playing on his head, but I mean, he's got a lot of first save shots that just go to the side more than there have been a couple of rebound like that end of the second period yesterday. That was like,
oh, no goalie has played bad. Yeah. And our losses, Swayman's been great and Olmark was great.
Yeah.
The goalies have not been bad at all. The goalies are not the issue. Like, I know that was the big, like, before the series started, like, what goalie do you play, this, that. And I agree with what they've done, starting with the rotation, but then it clearly became Swayman, like it did throughout the series.
Yeah, he said their number.
And, but I mean, like, they're just both good, and that shouldn't have been that big of a deal. They've been the best, either one who has been on the ice in the series has been the best player on the ice for the Bruins.
Yeah, looking ahead.
All 6 games.
Looking ahead here, we're recording on a Friday, Game 7 is Saturday night, so our producer, Justin, who does a marvelous job for us, trying to get it out on time. If not, we got to be looking ahead here. If the Bruins win, they play Florida. I think it could be a quick series. Florida, you know, wiped the floor with Tampa, and I thought Tampa, if they had to play the Bruins, would have gave them a lot of troubles. I was, to your point there, I think Florida would win in like 5 games. I think it'd be pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hockey is a sport where anything can happen, but like where... Where you and Anton were both saying that the Leafs were like better than the Bruins, I greatly disagreed with that. And I think we've seen that, like, even if you want to argue either way, that's not really like
I'll argue all night.
But like the Panthers, like Florida's better.
Yeah, better team.
So that's just reality.
Good goalie too. Good coach.
Yeah.
So maybe not our year.
Yeah. No. Celtics. Run to a buzzsaw. Yeah. No. That's the goal.
Hey, we were the buzzsaw last year, and look what happened.
That's what I mean. Never know.
I'm going to have a hard time not rooting for Florida, too.
The way I'm talking about Florida right now, I talked about the Bruins in the first round. So, to Steele's point, anything can happen.
Yeah.
I mean, got to get by Saturday night, recording on a Friday, but got to get there.
Let's not get our panties in a bunch.
Not tonight.
Yes.
Not tomorrow night.
Also,
they'll hear it tomorrow.
Also, if the Maple Leafs make it, Florida in 5. So, just doing that for
that also. Yeah. Both teams are probably going to get
smacked. Fuck Toronto. Florida in 4. Not even a game.
Yeah, Leafs in 7 if Drake drops tonight. Bees in 7 if not. A lot riding on that battle.
I like that.
And that is why it was the lead story.
Oh man.
That's a very
not
bad
again.
Take.
Not again. Right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's a Drake verse, right?
Oh man. Not again. Not again. I hope not.
Yeah, it is.
Carry on.
Yeah, is it?
Carry on.
All right, we'll go with it. Okay. Moving on, the Celtics made quick work of the Miami Heat, taking five games. The game they lost, the Heat hit 23 threes. Celtics, I don't think, had a lead under double digits any other game besides that. So pretty dominating fashion. The headline, obviously, Kristaps Porzingis in game 4 goes down.
I'm not laughing because I'm just laughing because we talked about it for 82 games.
All year.
This was the one thing we had to avoid.
All year.
It happened.
I didn't see it live, so I was just like, when I saw it, I'm like, that is how he would get hurt. Like, just like non-contact, like.
That was flimsy. Since the beginning of the fucking year.
Yeah, we all agreed together. We all agreed he was going to get hurt.
He'll be back.
He will be back.
Hopefully.
That's what I mean. The self, like, it. It was like, obviously I watched a little bit, but I wasn't too excited for the series because I knew it was just going to be a blowout.
Yeah.
I was focused more on the Bruins, just obviously as I knew that was going to be closer. But, you know, it just proved that Jason Tatum doesn't have to be the guy to get it done. Derek White had a 38-point performance. He played well last game.
Derek White, player of the series.
Yeah, player of the series, no doubt.
100%. No, they've played amazing. And I mean, Jesus Christ, the game 5. they were pretty much pulling people out of the fucking stands to play. Like, that game was so over.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, even they had Tatum in there with, like, 10 minutes ago, and they're up by 35 points. I'm like, get them the fuck out of there.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That day, like, you saw people you haven't seen in months take the floor. Actually, in a playoff game, elimination game.
Like, I had him in a parlay like, over under, like, 20 points, and they took him out with 10 minutes left, and he had, like, 19. It was tough, tough L. But,
I hate to see that.
We'll move past
that. I saw some takes, too, where, like, it was like Heat fans and Heat like journalists like Miami and stuff. Like they were getting at like Spoelstra for that series and stuff like that. And it was like, dude, they didn't stand a fucking prayer.
Yeah. No. Literally playing the best basketball team.
Yeah,
in the world.
Like that was like that wasn't on the coach, like not being good, like that was a world class basketball team beating the piss out of a mediocre basketball team without its best player.
Yeah,
okay. Like that was like he stole a game.
I'll give you, that's what I mean. That's a win itself.
Yeah.
I don't think they should have, like.
I was pissed about it.
I think I said Celtics in six. After the first game, I was like, wow, I'm going to be so wrong about this. Taking the second game there, and the Celtics came back and fucking annihilated them.
No, and I get the piss, but, like, if you had like, a seriously hot take after that game two loss, like, relax.
Yeah, relax.
Like, the Heat set their, like, franchise record for threes made in a game in, like, the third quarter of that game. Like, that was just, like, some nights they're just hot in basketball. And that was their hot night of being hot, and then they literally didn't lead for, like, a single second the entire series.
Mm-hmm. And all the people who weren't relevant for, like, the 08 run, the Celtics went to seven games in the first two rounds of the playoffs.
Yeah.
And they had a better record than the Celtics in the regular season. And, the Hawks took them to seven games.
Joe Johnson, shout out.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, if everyone thinks it's going to be cakewalk, it probably is going to be a cakewalk to at least the Eastern Conference Finals. But, you know, these teams are all professional. You know, you never know what can happen. But I love what their bench is doing. I mean, I still haven't seen Sam Hauser, like, miss a shot.
So, can you run through where the scenarios stand right now?
Yeah, so Cleveland, after three quarters tonight, we're recording on the Friday again. They're up 3-2. They're up by 5 after the third quarter against Orlando. If they win tonight, we play Cleveland. If Orlando forces a game 7, the winner of that game 7 plays us. No one crosses over. We just play the winner of that series.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So we're probably going to play Cleveland.
And then we get Knicks or Pacers.
Yeah, that's looking ahead.
I might have to puke. I'm not going to lie. Those fucking things didn't sit with me. I'll be right back.
It's all good. We'll keep going.
I'm fucking lightheaded.
get a walk in. The lights can be tough for you.
Yeah, water. Water.
Oh, boy, folks. That was a tough one.
Yeah, I guess they really have strong nicotine pouches in Florida.
Yeah, that wasn't a Zin. That was something way more intense.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that thing was.
Yeah.
I don't want to know either.
No, who knows what that kid's on.
So Cleveland.
So Cleveland, Donovan Mitchell, it's been a pretty good series, like just going in to his box score through three quarters right now. Darius Garland, their second top player. They got Struce from Miami last year, who's had a pretty good season. He has been a motherfucker. Evan Mobley, pretty good player too. On the Magic side has actually, they've given the Celtics a lot of problems, but I'm probably going to lead with the Cavs are going to take care of business. Both teams, so it's 3-2. Cleveland has won all three games at home, and so everyone's defended home court. So the Magic have won two at home, too. Cleveland, I would say, just because they have Donovan Mitchell, like the Jimmy Butler factor, I would say, of like the best player they have.
Yeah.
Cleveland definitely is more of a threat than Miami, I would say, definitely. But, come on, man. Like the Celtics. Yeah. Are too good of a team to lose to this team in the second round.
Celtics in 5, maybe 6, either way. Probably leaning maybe more towards 6 with Cleveland and more towards 5 with the Magic.
Yeah, I'll stick with 6 with the Cavs. Yeah, and 5 sounds right with the Magic too.
Because especially if they're sitting Porzingis or if he's not playing at full health, like Paolo's a gamer. That kid's very good.
Yeah,
Banchero, and we don't really have a big man. I mean, Al's there, but Al can only give you so many minutes against a fucking 20-year-old.
Well, that's the
like
thing.
Monster, you know what I mean?
You play, is it Jared Allen, right? He hasn't, is he hurt or something? He's not playing tonight. Either way, that would be their big guy who they would be missing out if they played the Celtics. Because obviously, I think Kristaps should sit out of this series unless they really need him. I think they should give him his, like, the Gronk effect. Like, until it's a big game, you know.
Yeah, like, sit the first three, like, indefinitely.
They have plenty of other guys. It's the same thing as the last shot. Jason Tatum doesn't have to take the last shot. He's the best player on the team. Everyone knows it. There's plenty of other good players where if they're open, I'd rather them see, you know, hit an open shot rather than someone getting double covered.
Yeah, and the same thing. And it's where, you know, like, the, as you were saying, the non-contact. Because, like, you don't want to fucking... If someone hits you and you hurt something, it bruises or whatever, and then it gets better and stuff like that. Like, when you got a non-contact thing, like, sit.
he's more skin and bones than fucking Tommy Cooper.
Needs some leg day. Yeah. Needs leg day bad.
Shout out Coop. Great shortstop. Great player. Yeah, and then on the other side, the Pacers and the Knicks, I think that should be a pretty good series.
Yeah, it should be good.
They both won last night. Jalen Brunson has averaged over 40 points the last four games. Oh, look who's back. Magic Mike made it.
You okay? Oh, yeah. No, Brunson's been unbelievable. Like, got, like, when you're in there with, like, when you get into playoff graphics with, like, Oscar Robertson and, like, MJ and shit like that, like, you're playing your ass off. Like, you're doing so well.
Yeah, Halliburton's of the world. They have a pretty good team in the Pacers. I mean, they matched him up with Pascal Siakam, who's been a hell of a player for that team. Miles Turner. So that's another scary team. Beat the Celtics in the play-in. I know the play-in is just the play-in.
I told you that mattered.
Yeah. Does it matter?
No,
it doesn't matter.
I don't know. Without Kristaps.
Yeah, and
these series might get a little bit tougher.
And you know what? Milwaukee wasn't full force, but the Pacers, you know, they did what they had to do.
They'll beat us, but
no, the Pacers should have beaten Milwaukee without Giannis and Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
That's not like a shocking upset. Like, when those two went down, that's like they should have won that series.
Middleton actually played his ass off.
You did. Definitely. Absolutely.
Without those two players, yeah.
The Pacers are like a pretty good team. Like, they're
he's saying with those two guys.
Without them. The Bucks would have killed the Pacers if they had both of those guys healthy.
I was going to say, how the fuck are the Pacers a six seed?
But with those two go down, like, the Pacers should have won that series.
That Knicks-Sixers series was very good.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys
I could see the Pacers getting the Eastern Conference Finals, so I could see them being the Knicks.
It could. There's no gimme in that. That I could think go it's kind way. Of
a, could, yeah, it could be a coin flip. Yeah. I think it'll be close. We said Celtics. They're probably going to play Cleveland. I said Celtics in six.
Season four? Yeah.
How about against the Magic?
Four.
Three?
Four.
Three, and they don't show up the fourth
because
game.
It's the Magic.
The Magic, okay. The Magic have given them problems over the year.
But I don't think the Magic are getting there.
No, the Magic are done. The Magic in like 2 years will be like a scary competitor.
Yeah,
they're on the right path.
He's gonna be a star of the league, Paolo Banchero. Yeah, yeah.
But not yet.
No.
And as always, fuck Cleveland.
And fuck the Wagners too. Franz is it Moritz? Well. Where are they from anyway? Why is he called that name?
I'm
gonna guess Germany.
Yeah, Germany. Boom. All right, so that's why. All right, never mind.
I got a new
NFT.
What's his name? Drake dropped this on his IG story. I'm gonna play it.
Did he already drop the track? Are we fucked?
No. Yeah, it's a Denzel. I don't know what movie this is, but this is what's on his story.
Is he gonna
right
be
now.
Copyright infringement?
Disappointment in it for me is that I only get to do it once.
Hey, Ari, fellas.
Hey, Carol.
Robert, hope to see you again.
Nice to meet you, too. Dave said you could give me a lift to the station.
That's it.
Oh, wow. So he's going to kill everyone.
You know what movie that is? Is it The Equalizer?
I think so.
Okay.
Let me see.
So you think he'll literally kill everyone?
Yeah, I think.
I don't know,
like, he might murder them, like, dead?
No. And rap, when they say murder, it's lyrical.
You never know.
In 2024.
Could this get deadly at a certain point? Yeah. The shots haven't gone that far.
In 97, that'd be
people dead. Yeah, mid-90s, like, someone might get shot, but it is 2024.
I know my guy Kendrick's willing to go out with a bullet. We'll see if pussy-ass Drake is.
Yeah, he's not. I don't think he is.
Canadian, no, he's not.
No.
When push comes to shove.
But he did take a bullet in Degrassi. People might forget that.
Oh, wow.
Maybe that's foreshadowing in his own life.
And then he was in the wheelchair, right?
That's a hot take. That might go viral.
I bet you Kendrick puts that together. That's probably a line in a future show.
That might be coming.
Yeah.
That might be coming. Buckle I up. Fucking love this shit. This is way better than fucking until one of our teams are in the ship. I don't give a fuck about anything else going on.
All right, till tomorrow.
But game seven is big deal. Game seven's a big deal. I take that back.
Yeah, there shouldn't be a game seven, but there is.
There is. It's just not going to be much of a factor if Drake does what he just said tonight. I mean, the Bruins
are winning the cup.
All right, let's keep going.
Doesn't the song Back to Back start, oh man, not again, not again.
That's been eating at you since you said
that. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, all right, you're right.
That's an intro, not a verse.
Yeah.
Get your shit right.
If that's the best you could pull off for Drake lines, I
think. Yeah. Like, shut the fuck up.
Like, he'd be insulted.
I mean, I
but also, if it was meant as an insult, good job.
Yeah, boom.
Because we don't fuck with Drake here.
I guess not. Apparently not. You know who we fuck with? Third overall pick in the NFL draft.
No.
Welcome to New England.
No.
Drake May.
No. And I even hate worse that his name's Drake. This guy is going to be an issue for you guys, you idiots.
Why? Why is he going to be an issue?
Because I saw his picture and he does not look like a fucking... He doesn't look like the guy.
He doesn't look like a prodigy, like he's going to eventually be good?
He looks too good. Give me Tom Brady and his boxers looking like nothing.
That'd be like, I'm in. Like, yeah,
give me that guy.
You want to give me Tom Brady, I'm in. Like, I don't know.
Give me the unassuming quarterback that just chilling. Looks like he's going to work harder than everyone. Drake May, this guy's a privileged North Carolina football guy. You guys are screwed.
Yeah,
Mac Jones 2.0 coming
at you. I've been trying
to
talk myself into him for at least 3-4 months now. I have talked myself in. Obviously, I'm not ready to completely jump on the Drake May bandwagon, but it was the right pick at number 3. I don't think you would have got anything better. And if you traded down, you would have got absolutely fucked. So it was a good move at the moment. We will
trade him.
We will see 2-3 years down the line. We will see.
Who's the other quarterback we just got?
Joe Milton.
Joe Milton from Tennessee.
Round 6,
let's go.
Throws 100 yards.
What's
ball.
His name? Dakota, former guest of Stealing Ass.
Yes.
I saw his video. He said he wants Dakota starting and Drake May traded immediately.
Dakota starting?
No, he wants.
Joe Milton
that's
starting.
That's what you
Milton.
Said. Yeah, Joe oh, Milton.
It's on. I mixed up your words. Yeah.
That's what he wanted, and I couldn't agree more. I don't know a fucking thing about Joe Milton, but you guys are going to suck either way, so might as well trade that third pick away.
Yeah.
Like, maybe get some bait.
It might be. Drafting two quarterbacks, it means that Bailey Zappi is pretty much done in New England.
Fuck.
He's gone.
Yeah, which who gives a fuck?
Yeah. Like, see,
yeah.
It was a good story.
This whole thing's a joke.
It was a hell of a Sunday when we kicked the Lions.
We're talking about Bailey Zappi's time ending in New England. Like, he didn't fucking do anything.
It was sad.
It's only going to get sadder, my friend.
No, it might get a little bit worse, but I see positive things coming.
And
I'm not saying this year.
Such as?
A future of a franchise.
What changed through the draft that made things more positive?
They would normally never take a quarterback at 3.
So you're in trouble. That's the trouble. You're taking a big gamble on a guy who might suck.
And they signed Michael Wenu to an extension, who's one of the best, like, was he a left tackle, like, in the league.
Did we improve our line to protect this kid?
Yes.
Did we get wide receivers for him to throw to?
That's in progress. It's in progress.
Are they good or are they
they're good.
Are they so, hopes in a bottle?
So Jalen Polk was in the second round pick. He is coming from Washington, catch and pass for Michael Penix. Pretty good player. I think
where did
he's like 6'1", 6'2". He went to Washington. They lost the Natty championship
game.
Where
did he go? Like in
he
went to the Falcons, who just gave Kirk Cousins like $100 million.
It was an upset of the draft.
Quarterback.
It was fucking madness, dude.
When did he get picked? Why did we not take him?
Eighth pick.
Why did we not take Penix?
He was projected to be a second round pick, and he got taken eighth. Like, that's crazy. That's nuts.
Why didn't we take him? I feel better with Penix than I feel with fucking Drake May.
No,
yes or no?
There's a video of like the fucking like coach and like GM and like the owner of the Falcons, like the guy on the sideline for 28-3. Like that, you could see that guy being like, "Why the fuck did we just like take him?" And like you can see the coach being like, "Well, like trying to like explain
so you're saying,
it to him."
You're saying New England would have been in shambles if we took him at 3.
I just
like
don't,
we would have looked like idiots.
You never know because like this drafting, like you don't know anything till at least 2-3 years
Thank
down the
you.
Line.
Thank you.
But I'm trying to say
we don't have 2 or 3 years.
I mean, that's
you guys are going to be in fucking shambles.
They're going to stink this year. I mean, we already knew that coming in. It's about getting better.
he could stink that bad that he gets the Mac fever. Remember, you know what the Mac fever is?
They threw Mac in the fire right away. They're not going to throw this kid in the fire
right
away.
So who's getting thrown in the fire right away?
Jacoby Brissett, the veteran quarterback.
Oh, my God.
Only this year is going to suck.
Is that a fact?
They're not going to be good.
Is that a fact that Brissett's the starting quarterback?
He will be the starting quarterback, yes.
Unless Drake May shines.
You want to bet on that?
And unless Drake May goes off. And you just talked mad shit about Drake May, so I don't know why you'd think that he would start.
That would mean he goes off in the preseason.
Yeah,
I mean, come on. How off does he have to go to get the spot over fucking Jacoby Brissett?
I mean, there's training camp, there's OTAs, there's a lot of reps.
How much better does he have to be than Jacoby Brissett?
A lot better. He's got to be a lot better. He can't be just a little bit better because they're not going to do that. And then actually, a lot of insiders, whatever you want to call the people, Javon Baker, receiver in round 4 from UCF, supposed to be a very underrated pick. You hear that at all?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But he's pissed he fell that low. He's got a chip on his shoulder. He's pissed.
He said 10 other receivers are better than me. He said that's bullshit.
If the video comes out in like 6 months when he remembers all 10 of those guys' names, 1,000-yard receiver, book it.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Also, I know we're past basketball, but Pat Beverly last night, you guys catch that?
Yeah, tough
Did
look.
You see his post-game interview?
That was funny, but it was a tough look.
It just reminded me because like he was like, do you subscribe to my podcast? Like that's how we should handle. Yeah. That's how we should handle people out in the streets.
If you want to talk to us, like and subscribe.
If you even want to talk to me, subscribe. Hedge to 1,000.
And then he passed the basketball.
That's the energy.
He tried passing a basketball back to a male fan in the stands and nailed a woman. That was a tough look.
Love it.
Head on a
great look.
Suspension's coming.
Who cares?
Lady should Season's have had her
hands over. Up. Season's over. Yeah, you're right.
Pat Bev, keep doing what you're doing.
No, I'm a big fan of Pat Bev. I just
you didn't like that pass.
I just thought he could be a little bit better. But you know what? I think things will get past that. People will get past that. Joe Milton, though.
I'm past it.
Joe Milton, I'm looking forward to.
I'm actively like clapping
yeah.
for him.
No, yeah.
Fuck that guy. That guy antagonized him.
What, Joe Milton III? I'm talking about the Patriots still.
Fuck them. Yeah. That guy threw the ball at Pat. I know he might have lobbed it, but the fans aren't supposed to be interacting like that. He deserved what he had coming back.
That's fair.
Him.
That's fair.
Same way the guy who got fucked up by Ron Artest did.
Yeah. No, the malice in the palace, that was something.
Much more aggressive.
Yeah.
Like they should have been fine. Like they literally beat the shit out of those people.
What a moment that
yeah,
was.
Yeah, what a time to be alive.
Was it Steven Jackson got 40 games because he just fucking sucker punched some guy?
Yeah.
I guess like the story they tell in the documentary, he's just like, yeah, like Steven Jackson wasn't fucking around. He really saw his like true like hood shit
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, Jermaine O'Neal did like a split punch into a guy's fucking grill. The guy was like 400 pounds just standing on the court for no reason.
Beautiful.
Annihilated.
Was that who the fan came on the court and someone fucking
rocked? I think that was
Artest?
The Jermaine O'Neal.
Oh, Jermaine O'Neal. I mean, they're all big fucking human
Artest
beings.
Just laid on the scorer's table and someone threw a beer at him.
Yeah. I tested the initial one and then just
once
like
again,
lied on the table.
Fans interacting. If that beer doesn't get thrown, Artest gets off the scorer's table. It looks bad. He looks bad.
The other argument is if he doesn't get on the scores table like that, laying down,
yeah,
never
but he's
happens.
Run our test.
And the Bruins also did that way back in the
There's
day.
There's theatrics.
Kicked the shit out of the
but
Rangers.
But that was funny. That like,
Mike Milbury taking the fucking, just hopping the glass and kicking
really?
Some ass. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The video's out there.
I'm going to have to look
Fuck
that up.
Fuck the Rangers.
That sounds interesting.
So we
hop in the glass.
Yeah,
Bruins nice. Did it first.
Oh, you got to look that up. It's a hell of a
no,
one.
It is awesome.
I'll put it on right now.
Put that up.
I do have Kentucky Derby talking about. It'll be minimal, but Terry O'Reilly, right?
Yeah. Or no, look up Mike Milbury. It should come
Mike
right
Milbury.
Up. Who they some for some reason put on fucking just like television every
brawling
night.
Stands.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go. 1979. All right. I don't need all these questions, YouTube. Let's be cool.
1979?
Yeah, the boys. Oh,
you should have mentioned that. I thought this was like recent.
No, these are hockey players.
Oh, yeah, this is Ron Artest. This guy inspired him.
Yeah, Terry O'Reilly was something. What player?
Fuck, man. We grew up in such a pussy sports.
Dude, the whole team's going up.
No, yeah, no.
They're
it's
in hockey skates.
Yeah,
this is
no, legit
in hockey skates.
This is what Drake and Kendrick in the streets is going to look like tonight.
Is that? No, that's probably too early. I'd say Because Cam Neely was number 8. Is that early or?
I don't think so.
That's okay. Madness. That's way better than the Malice in the Palace.
Oh no, this is literally like this is a line fight.
And the fact they have skates on is the best part. Yeah, like, no, they have literal weapons on them.
They can literally step on someone. And the Rangers just watching. Rangers like, all right, well, this is fucked.
Yeah, well, you know.
Thank you for that.
That's a trip down.
I'm pumped up.
Fired up.
I'm fucking jacked up.
Let's go, Bruins. Let's go.
So we have a big horse race Saturday night, recording on Friday again. So might not get out
who
in time.
Who cares?
Oh, yeah. Who you pick? Who you picking?
I need the names.
So Fierceness.
Read them all.
5-2. We got Sierra Leone is the second favorite. Then we got a couple, you know, West Saratoga, 50-1.
I like that name.
Just Steel, 20-1.
I saw that.
Just Steel.
That's a Steel favorite
just
for
steel,
sure.
Baby.
Forever Young, 10-1.
Like that.
Mystic Dan, 20-1.
Keep going.
T.O. Password, 30-1. The guy, Randy Moss, said today, not the football
White
player.
Randy Moss.
White Randy Moss said that if they all run to their best capability, Fierceness will blow them out of the water. I guess best 3-year-old horse there. Also, good tidbit here that they caught. So he's in like lane 17 out of like, I think there's been a lane 17 for like 45 years. This is the 150th Kentucky Derby. There hasn't been someone in lane 17 that ever win the Kentucky Derby.
Dogs, dogs, dogs.
Yeah. So I don't even know
and
why
Fierceness is in it.
Fierceness is in lane 17.
And odds for him?
5-2. So if you bet 100, you win probably 300, something like that. Oh. 250.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
What about Grand Mo the First? 50-1.
Great name.
Epic Ride, 30-1 just sounds like fun. Sounds like fun.
Epic Ride.
I usually take, I spread it out. I put like half my, what do you say in the betting world?
Unit.
Unit. Half the top unit on the favorite. And then I mix and match like, two like mid tiers and then one huge dog.
Can I look at that real
quick? Yeah,
of
course you can. There's a stronghold 20-1. I wish I got to see some game film. Maybe if I don't get some sleep tonight, I'll watch him. You know,
it's
tape.
Friday.
Watch him tape.
You can get some tape in.
I'll just never forget.
Just a touch. Give me just a touch for 10-1.
10-1? Just a touch.
That's my champ.
Yeah.
Just a fucking touch.
I can see you walk down with a shirt like that. Just a touch.
Just a lick.
And it's just like a nice ass on the back. I don't know. Something like that. It'd be pretty good.
And I like
print the shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta put a little bit of what's that $50 get me on 10-1? 500?
10-1? Yeah. 500. Yeah. Good man.
Just a touch.
I know no one cares about anyone's bets, but that country house when the guy got DQ'd, greatest win ever.
Was that the time that Anton's horse got DQ'd?
Yeah, when it got DQ'd.
What was it called? Maximum Security, I think his horse was.
Yes.
And I lost 10 grand. He's going to kill you for bringing that up.
I had country house 60-1.
You won on that?
I put $50 on it. I won like 3 grand.
Does he know that?
They've gotten into this before. Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't murder you.
Every time it comes around, it's always worth mentioning. It won't get any better than that. From that day forward, I'm like, I'm a horse guy, but I don't think I really am. I think I just got
horses.
That
horses
had a good day.
Ponies.
That guy, Maximum Security's on Anton's hit list. Like, he still hates him.
Well, no,
it's a deep hate.
They said, too, the guy who got suspended from the Kentucky Derby this year, they were thinking about bringing him back for, like, good behavior. Like, Bob Baffert, so he trained like
I love that guy.
He got suspension for a failed drug test. He was, you know, steroids to like horses and stuff. And I guess like they're like trying to get him back because he's big for the sport, 150 year anniversary. But he keeps going to all these talk shows. He's like, I would have done it again. I'd do it again. So like they wanted to give it to him, but they're like, no, like this guy is just like
that's gangster.
Yeah, no, yeah, that guy owns a shit ton of horses.
I couldn't agree more with him.
Yeah, no, you gotta like...
He runs the show. They want him back. They know he's an electric factory, and he's saying, let me do it my way or fuck off respectfully. That's what I'm hearing, correct?
Yeah, do you hear like what happens to like he's the trainer, someone who like has money bags, spends like $10 million on horses, and then this dude is just training like the ones that look like they can play.
Yeah.
Like that's crazy.
There should America. Be a doc on him.
It's America.
One day. He deserves
it
a doc.
Be. He will get
he
a doc.
He deserves a 40 for 40.
We'll get a doc. Anything else on the horizon? We did the Magic Mike Minute. We got the Derby Picks. Baseball Minute. Anyone care? Right. I mean, don't look now. Anton has 10 gallons on the line.
Where are they
at? Red Sox were supposed to be really bad. 2.5 away from first. 2.5.
I wasn't expecting that, if I'm being honest.
18 and 14. Like, they're... Hitting hasn't held up. They've gotten a million injuries.
What does Anton have until June, I believe, right?
Yeah, so he's got 1 month.
He might be in trouble.
Wait, and who's in last place?
The Tampa Bay Rays. They're 14-18.
Would you just look at that?
Yeah.
The Orioles are fucking sick.
Yeah, me and Steve were talking about the Orioles last night. Yeah. Orioles are going to be a tough beat.
No, the Orioles are unreal. Very pro Orioles.
No, but we just need 1 month of good literally 1 month.
This is October baseball for at least us.
Ten gallons.
After that, I don't really give a shit to begin with, but I don't really give a shit like after this month.
I'm gonna dial in. I might even go to a game.
I expected nothing but just wanted Juan Soto to rake, and like that's happened. So like,
yeah, no,
I'm winning.
It's a good pickup. It's a good pickup. The Rays though, are looking more and more, you know, like mush, like. I don't know. I don't think Randy's
a long season.
There is.
It's a long season.
That's why I'm.
Them and the Red Sox could literally completely reverse.
What do we got for plenty the White Sox there? 6-25.
Yeah, that's a tough record, dude.
Yuck.
That's a tough record.
I've seen some videos. No one's going to those games.
No, tough. Oakland actually hit since like they played really bad. They bounced back. They're like 500 now.
No, 6-25 is
that's all time bad.
Your season shouldn't be that over yet.
No.
It's not even fucking...
It's over.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
It's May 3rd.
Like the Rays are in last place. They're 4 games under .500. Like, they might come back at a wild card spot or something. Like, 6-25, like, your year's over.
Like, the Red Sox are going to...
Like, it's long done already.
They're probably going to win, like, 70 games, and they're, like, 4 games over .500. Like, that's how, like, hard it doesn't have to be this early. Of like being that bad.
Should we mix in a little softball talk since we're on baseball?
Oh yeah, big. I have an announcement. First game, opening day this Sunday. Hey Rags.
Hey Rags.
Newly acquisition.
Rags don't like me too much, but
no. Oh yeah.
Hey Rags. I still love you guys. For what it's worth.
Well, what's your softball take? What do you got?
Mouse looks great.
4-4 the other night?
4-4. I'm hot. If I'm hot, and Miles is hot.
Yeah,
like,
Magic's hot, the team's buzzing.
Like, I don't want to say our year, but fucking our year.
You got the hiking boots still?
No, I'm cleated up.
Wow.
Like, I'm fully.
Oh, no, you're in.
I made a couple plays behind the plate now. It's like, wow. The pitchers are saying, we want you catching.
Lord.
They don't want Carnell back there.
Freddie from Quincy, he's been talking a lot of shit behind the plate. It's been great for the team morale.
I'm a nice guy this year. I'm talking it up with the umps, laughing it up. Cigarettes are a minimum.
Yeah.
Playing great.
Having fun.
Having fun.
Not scaring anyone off.
Good.
Good progress.
We'll see come Steel and Naz tournament time.
Of course.
How's the Irish looking? There.
Oh, we're having fun. I think like a couple games over.
You guys are doing good, I think.
We slaughtered the team last night, but depends. Depends who comes. You know?
Can you give us a Walker breakdown with Sports Emporium?
We'll get off the camera for that.
It got that bad.
It got pretty bad. We'll leave it at that.
No, it really can't be on camera.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do it.
Fuck.
It's not the time, place.
I'm gonna work on getting that permission from Walker to put that on camera for the next episode.
He would say yeah, right now.
I know
he'd
let it run. You're right.
I won't do it. It's not my place. It's not my place. Big thing coming out this Sunday night on Netflix, the roast of Tom Brady. Among roasters announced so far are former teammates Rob Gronkowski, Julian Edelman, Randy Moss, and Drew Bledsoe. Also, Bill Belichick, an Oscar-winning actor, Ben Affleck, will also be joining.
Bill Belichick's on the dais?
Yep, he is on the agenda.
Do we have any actual comedians? I'd love some real ones.
That's the big one, like the Bill Brady thing, obviously. But like out of that, like
Drew Bledsoe,
a roast
might be
done
good.
By Randy Moss is going to be like must watch TV.
Yeah. I just
that Southern drawl, just being like this motherfucker, like, you know what I mean? It's going to be great.
I think like Shaq should be involved. Who else? Who's the guy who's always at the roast? He's the
Jeff Ross.
Jeff Ross will be there.
And is he?
Yeah, no, he'll be there. He was in the commercial.
Wait, is this like on Comedy Central?
Yeah, no, it's
on Netflix, it's on but Netflix. It's like the same thing.
Yeah, the same
like,
thing.
I think Netflix like bought that.
It's live at 8 o'clock.
I want Giselle there.
Yeah, that'd be sick if they have Bridget Moynihan. Yeah, that'd actually be a good little segue of being like, who would you give want
the
there most?
Give me the Brazilian masseuse.
How about Aaron Hernandez's dead corpse?
Oh. Whoa, zinga.
I went hot, you went hotter.
Yeah, nuclear.
What else could we mention? Kevin Hart's hosting the whole thing, so he'll have his say. I'm trying to think who else, the guys.
Donald Trump and Tommy.
Yeah, it's a little close. I don't know if that's gonna happen.
Maybe the guy from that's in prison right now for crypto, the FTX guy that he got caught up with.
That'd be good.
That could be good. Maybe a prison call. I'm sure prison roast.
There might be an FTX like joke that comes in.
I'm sure. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's low hanging fruit.
And like Peyton Manning has to be there, right? Because Peyton Manning got roasted. And I think that's probably.
I didn't know he got roasted.
Yeah, he did like a couple. Oh, it might not have been him. It was someone, and then he was like a roaster.
Throw me David Spade, too. I feel like he's usually a good roaster.
Mix it
in. I love. What's your favorite roast that they've ever done?
I'm trying to think. So they did a Bieber one that was pretty good.
I'll start off because I know it.
Yeah, what is it?
Pam Anderson.
Pam Anderson,
Her tits were literally, it was a see-through shirt. It was unreal.
The Flavor Flav one's fucking hilarious.
Flavor Flav
one's wicked funny.
What's like the newest one? I'm trying to think.
Bieber's was a good one.
I haven't watched a roast in years.
Yeah, Bieber was a good one. They had that reporter, is it something Paulson, I think? They were just all ripping on her by the end. They were like, her stand-up was horrible.
Roast used to be the best. Like, I'd gear up for a good roast. No, I'd be like, yeah, this is great on TV.
If you hit the like YouTube clips, like
yeah,
roast
I'm
great.
Gonna have to look
yeah,
back. But
do you
great.
Think this will be a good watch?
I'm gonna dial in.
Yeah,
for
no,
this.
Definitely. I think it'll be a good one.
But I don't love that there's a lot of.
Yeah, there's too many players.
There.
Too many players.
I do need like I really do want do, like, some low grade like comedians there.
I love the betting commercial with Vince Vaughn. Have you guys seen the DraftKings commercial? He's just like, yeah, anyone can bet except Tom Brady. And then it goes to Tom Brady, and he's like, "What the?" He's like, "Yeah, Tom Brady won way too much. Can't sign on for DraftKings."
Is that
like
true?
He just goes at him. No, I mean,
that's what the bit that they made.
Yeah, it's a pretty funny commercial.
He's very funny too. I wish Vince Vaughn gets in there.
Andy Dick, I used to know. Andy Dick used to do him. Andy Dick could be great. Nice. Imagine Andy Dick on the Tom Brady dais. You want randos that are
what's
like,
that
what's this guy doing?
Yeah, what's
you
that
want,
guy up to? Yeah.
Who knows?
There always is that one person. You're like, why are they there? Like, why?
But they're always the best ones.
Yeah, no, usually because
they'll rip them. Like yeah, David Spade will rip Tom Brady.
Oh yeah, they've had Jimmy Carr goes through a lot of them too. That could be another like hidden comedian that's just there to tell jokes.
No, and it's gonna be great because like obviously we've lived here and like worship Tom Brady. Like the rest of the world hates that guy.
Yeah. Bill Burr would be a great addition.
Oh no,
but he loves him.
He has to be there.
Yeah,
that's one that you
like that call.
Yeah, no, it's a good call. I mean, he's a mask guy. Like it makes
he's
sense.
He's gotta be. There.
He's gotta be there. He'd be hysterical.
Can I see the promo for this?
Yeah, I kind of just. Looked up an article.
All right. I thought it was literally like the picture saying. Who's
also, shout out to Brian in San Diego. He will be attending the event.
Oh, nice. Good for him.
Yeah.
Is it out there?
Yeah, it's in San Diego. Oh. San Diego.
Lucky bastard.
Yeah.
Fucking Brian from San Diego just living the fucking dream.
God bless him.
I wonder if
we need a call. We're going to need a call in from him.
Yeah.
After that.
I wonder if it's going to, if it's actually there or it's going to be in, LA. Either way, it's right next to
probably LA.
Probably LA, honestly. Yeah. 2-hour drive. Not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad. Anything else? I want to give a quick shout out to the Slide Edge Fitness and Performance. If you're looking to get a Slide Edge, you know, summer's coming up. I've been saying this since January.
But now it's here.
Yeah, now it's here. And if you're trying to catch up, get a little Slide Edge on the competition. 101 French Avenue, Craig Kelly, he's for you.
Bang.
Bang. Yep. Also, Law Office of Patrick J. Foley. You know, the real estate market is looking pretty tough. It's an up and down battle. He can help you with that, you know, on the law side of things. He has a location in Quincy. I think it's Willard Street. I'm trying to remember. But, does good stuff in there. I think he didn't have a PR, but he finished his 17th Boston Marathon. Shout out to the dude.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out. Big congrats.
Shout out. Congrats.
To anyone who ran, our intern, our college intern, who the video never surfaced, but –
Oh, he ran?
Jack Silk ran second marathon, beat his time from last year.
Let's go.
Oh, wow.
Was ripping espresso martinis after. Yeah, we got. I keep telling him he's got to come back on.
Did you see that TikTok of the kid just like drinking beers the whole time and like finishing like 3.5 hours?
Wow,
it was nuts.
The whole time.
God bless him.
Well, he's just like
grabbing beers from bystanders.
He's just grabbing, yeah, from bystanders. He's like eating everything. Like,
was he hammered?
And like, he's like, I don't even drink that much, and he's just fucking gunning down beers.
Gotta love it.
Yeah, it was tough.
Good
but,
for him.
But great to see episode 162 in the books. Hope we can get this out in time before the Bruins game, you know, Saturday night. But if not, yeah, the Bruins, it's going to be a nice series against Florida.
Let's fucking go.
Fuck you, Drake.
Fuck Canada.
Our year.
Fuck Canada.
Our year.
Fuck Canada.
Maple Leaf Square, we're coming for you.
We want to lick your tears.
We shall.
Fuck Drake.
Shout out Kendrick. King Kendrick.
Drake May's awesome.
The new year is almost here, and if you're looking to shed off some holiday pounds before beach season, well, look no further and head on down to Slight Edge Fitness Performance, located at 101 French Avenue in Braintree, Massachusetts. Owned and operated by our guy, Quincy legend, Craig Kelly. You will be assured that you are getting the best training around. They believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training and have been leading the charge at their state-of-the-art fitness facility since 2020. Their staff is actively enriching the lives of members and creating a community of like-minded people who love being healthy and strong. They are helping you to get in shape and teaching you how to maintain your health and fitness. Group fitness classes as well as one-on-one personal training sessions are available. Make sure to visit slightedgefit.com and also follow them on Instagram at slightedgefitness and set up a consultation today. If you're looking to get back in shape or trying to get a slight edge on the competition, this gym is for you. Check out Slight Edge Fitness and Performance, located at 101 French Avenue in Braintree, Massachusetts, and tell them the boys from Steel and Naz sent you.